Chris Fade is here.
Wake up. Get up.
Chris Fade.
Get a shave every 3 days because I'm Arab.
Preeti now.
Preeti, technically.
What does it mean?
It means deer.
And Dig Ross.
Agulik, Floose, Listen, Money, I said.
They just drove off with their camels.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Are you ready to make some noise? 1, 2, 3.
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. Yes, we are live. Good morning, Tuesday, 6:01. We're treating today like a Wednesday because tomorrow is our Thursday.
Yeah, yeah.
As we get ready for Eid, good morning, guys. How you doing? Hope everyone's feeling well. Hi, Pretty. Hi, Rossi.
Hello.
Morning.
All
morning.
Good?
Yeah.
All happy? Phone guy Eddie, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, brother. Good.
How's Nala?
She's on the way.
She'll be listening right now.
So let's just get this right. Rossi was late this week, Nala and Eddie.
I wasn't late. When was that?
What was that laugh, Chris?
Pretty, it's just you and I always.
It's just you and I. Now watch, we've jinxed ourselves 100%. One of us is going to be late this week.
That's
pretty. Pretty.
Yes, I have once.
Has ever been
in
late?
In my 12 years with Virgin Radio, once I have been late.
What was it? I can't remember.
It was shortly after. Remember I fractured my tailbone?
Yeah, I remember that.
What an excuse.
Shortly after that, for some reason, I just didn't set the alarm, and it was just like a panic. And
got
I think
up late,
I think I got to work by 6:10.
Yeah, you're always late there, Prit.
Yeah.
Nala will be stressing out right now. She'll have us on. She'll be listening. She'll be stressing out.
Drive safe, Nala.
Yeah. No. Relax. Get here, Nala.
No.
Get here now.
Relax. Relax.
No, yeah, relax. Chill. Get us some coffee on the way or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we just you can rock up even later.
And some Fit for Kids as well.
Oh, of course, Eddie.
Come on.
Of course. Did you say stayed fit?
Yeah, of course.
Healthy, natural, and delicious.
Yeah, that's right. 100%. Listen, we're talking UFOs. They've got vehicles, supposedly. The Pentagon in America have said that they found... I mean, they've got them. They've got these objects that weren't made on Earth.
Yeah.
Which is just a crazy sentence to say.
They're going
to
release some findings very soon about them.
They say it's a distraction, guys. It's all a distraction.
Wait for that. I was just going to say, wait for that article to come out.
It's a distraction.
Either that or it's the weirdest year ever.
Crazy year. You know what I got thinking about this year?
What?
Santa Claus. Like, you ain't going to be able to take photos with the kids.
OMG.
Yeah, I thought about that just now.
That is such a sad revelation.
Yeah. It's going to be the first time that Santa won't be able to sit down and take photos with people.
Well, I'll tell my dad. My dad is
a helper
a helper of Santa Claus.
You'll have to let him know. I'm guessing they're not going to have...
You're not
going to have a kid. Imagine the old Santa Claus is not the youngest man in the world either.
But I think he's excited at the prospect because he has to do less work. He just sits behind a glass screen and then goes...
Sort of sad.
I know.
Why? You've just... It's 6:03,
I'm a realist. I'm a realist, guys.
Too real at 6:03.
Straightening this out, you know what I mean?
I was looking forward. I was like, finally, we're going to get to the end of the year. We've got Christmas. We've got New Year's.
Let's see. And maybe things change. Let's see how we go. I'll tell you what's going to change is our bank account. We've got 50,000 dirhams cash in it, and it's going to go to you, possibly. All you got to do is work out what's in the box, and that returns another clue 8 a.m. this morning. Another clue to get you a step closer. We guarantee it going away this week. So that means today or tomorrow, it's going
to
go.
Come on, guys. Work it out. Go down to Ibn Battuta Mall. Get the extra clues. Work it out.
Good luck. All right. Have yourselves a great day. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye.
Sheena will have your chance next. Bye.
We just get on here to tell you what's coming up, and we never do it. Sounds like a good show, though.
Yeah. It does.
Like, I'd listen to this show.
Well, it makes you listen, you know, all the time. Keep listening.
Hey, listen, who is up right now? If you're up and about and feel like getting on the radio and having a chat to us, we'd love to talk to you. 048715544. Say that number again for you. 048715544. 6:08 Tuesday morning. Lauren, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, guys.
What are you doing? What are you up at 6:08 this morning? What's happening?
I'm just doing chores, cleaning the house.
You're cleaning the house at 6:08 in the morning. How old are you? Can I ask how old are you?
I'm 13.
Are you doing this for cash? Are we getting paid for this early morning
cleaning? No. This is just my own house because apparently my aunt is moving out of the country. She lost her job.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm helping her pack and cleaning the house.
Look at you.
Good on you. How good are you? 13 years old, already doing that sort of stuff. Good on you, Lauren. What school do you go to?
I go to the Indian Academy, Dubai.
How are you right now with the holidays? Because obviously you're staying a lot at home. How do you keep yourself busy?
I'm actually a musician. I play guitar.
So good. Oh, so wow. you've been playing a lot of guitar.
I'm also a singer in school.
What?
You want to sing us a little bit of a song right now on the radio to wake everyone up?
I'm so shy.
Don't be shy.
You got to take these opportunities when they come. We'll send you the audio. You can say you've been on Virgin Radio.
Okay.
All right. What are you going to sing? What's your song? What's your jam? What's your go-to?
Phoenix by League of Legends.
Okay. All right, let's hear it. Let's go. Give me a little bit of it.
Okay. What a one to lose, have you won, but I need them. A million voices in your head can't whisper, Sam, no. What is full of pride, turn it tight, true believers. Got them in the palm of your hand, your pain. Come now, what you gonna do now? It's your flesh looking bad to pull you down. So you're gonna die today or make it out alive. Gotta conquer the monster in your head and then you'll find Phoenix Fly.
Wow.
Good job.
That is amazing. How good are you? You got a good voice there. Is anyone at home wondering why you're singing right now in the phone?
I don't know.
You got a good voice. Well, keep doing that. I'd love to hear that with the guitar as well. Good on you. Listen, have a good day. Thanks for having us. And you're listening to us on Virgin Radio. I love that you got the Chris Fade Show on. This is great. Thank you.
Yeah. I listen every day.
Well, you are the best. Thanks. You're absolute best, Lauren.
And I also listen to the Chris Fade Hour of Power.
God, we love you. We love you so much, Lauren. We really appreciate you. She's 13 years old. What a good daughter to have. What a good human being.
Thank you, guys.
Hollywood. Stars. Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right, this is the juiciest gossip you're going to hear all week. There's a lot. We're talking Ellen DeGeneres. We're talking Rihanna, Eminem. Take it away, Pretty.
Let's start off with the Jonas baby. We've got another Jonas baby on our hands, guys. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner have welcomed their first child. A statement from the couple read, Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas are delighted to announce the birth of their baby. No further details were provided, but sources say it's a girl. She was born on Wednesday last week in L.A., and they've apparently named her Willa.
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 Not Willow. Willa.
Willa.
Willa, 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 what?
They have not confirmed that themselves, but super excited for the couple. They're such a cute couple, so.
Yeah, good on them. When's Brianka going to be pregnant, do you think?
I don't know.
You think she will? They look like they could be the best parents.
I mean, yeah, but I feel like they've never really talked about kids in any interviews. She's been very
mid-30s, right?
Yeah. She's a little bit older than me, I think. Mm. Slightly older than me, so.
Interesting.
I don't know.
All right, what else you got for us?
Okay, let's talk about Ellen. So the Ellen DeGeneres Show is now reportedly being investigated by Warner Media, and this is all following allegations against behavior at the workplace. This has been going on for months. It all started with the comedian who said Ellen was one of the meanest people he's met. And a lot of people chimed in saying their interactions with Ellen have also been less than kind. Then it moved into her employees and former employees coming out to say it is a very toxic situation at the workplace. And it may not be directly Ellen, but it's definitely all the producers and management that she has employed. So now what they're doing is getting a third-party team to investigate and like interview everyone and see what's going on.
It's just crazy, isn't
it? You
know
the show The Morning Show with Jennifer Aniston?
Remember how they investigated? Yeah, they're going
to
do that.
So they basically interview all these employees to see what's going on.
I mean, let's say she comes out all right. I still feel like she ain't going to want to do that show anymore.
Like, it's just a different place now, right? Like,
yeah.
It's tarnished almost.
She's still doing the show right now.
Yes, and it's I think it's signed on, I want to say, for at least another two seasons. It's been confirmed, at least another two
That's
seasons.
That's sad. So. I mean, obviously, Ellen, I mean, listen, let's not throw any shade there yet. Let them do this investigation and just see. But I don't know. I know people in radio who are huge radio stars, and people tell me they're horrible to work for. Like, I've been told that by people that used to work for a couple of big radio presenters in Australia. And then they'd be like on the radio that they're fine and everything, but then, yeah. Oh my gosh, that person was just so difficult to work for. You never knew what type of mood he was going to be in,
yeah.
or what mood she was going to be in.
Yeah.
People used to avoid them waking at the coffee area because they didn't want to be anywhere near him.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, Steve Harvey had the same thing, but he survived it.
Interesting.
Like, remember when that letter came out
about
Steve
Harvey?
Yeah,
that's right. But and he said, if I don't want to say hello to people in the hallway, I don't have to say hello to people in the hallway.
He seemed okay after it. So who knows?
All right. Finally,
okay,
Rihanna, Eminem.
The rumor started this week that Eminem and Rihanna were possibly releasing another song together. It was a photo posted by this group called the Burn It Down Group, which is responsible for like marketing for Shady Records. Well, I don't think they realized what kind of media storm it would cause by fans. And now they've backtracked. They said there is no new song. They were just reminiscing on the tour because it marked the anniversary of a concert.
What a mistake.
Do not do that to the fans who are waiting for new Rihanna music.
Okay.
Like, don't do that to the Navy.
Yeah, because they all thought Rihanna was dropping new music.
Yeah.
Everyone was super excited. Not happening, guys. Not happening.
No.
Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
It's time to play Celebrity Rap Time.
Now, this is the game where Chris always gets really upset. So, Rossi. Can you please do something to the rules so Chris doesn't get upset?
Maybe Celebrity
we need to go
Ramp Time.
One for one or something like that.
Just like...
Because he gets really upset.
It's Celebrity Ramp Time.
That's the best thing about the game, Chris getting upset.
You want him to get upset.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get upset.
Okay,
I'm not going to get upset.
You're going to buzz in with your name, then.
No, okay. No, we always work together. This is where the problem starts.
No, I want the problem to start.
Okay, so what do we do here?
Buzz in with your name.
I just forget how this game even works.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a scenario. Some celebrities are doing something, all right?
Okay.
But the answer has to rhyme.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah, I remember this one. Okay, Celebrity Rhyme Time.
You always
celebrity,
get angry.
Celebrity Rhyme Time.
Just stop.
I'm coming up with an intro. It needs an intro. We need intros for these. So it needs to, like, just a cool guitar riff, like...
Like Jimmy Fallon style.
Yes, and go, Celebrity Rhyme Time.
Maybe we can get the audio producer to do that, the one who doesn't speak. Can you do that for us? He's giving me the nod.
All right. We don't have an audio producer.
Yeah, he was just trying to theater of the mind.
Celebrity Rhyme Time.
Okay, enough.
That was a good intro, that.
Go, ready, start.
And maybe, you know, you're right there. We could get like the Bill and Ted guitar. You know where they go.
Yes.
Yeah, and then I'll put like this sound effect before it. Celebrity Rhyme Time.
That's pretty good.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Done.
All right, number one, hotel. Oh, I don't know how you say this word. Hotel heiress. How do you say it?
Heiress.
Heiress.
Heiress. Hotel heiress and socialite enjoying some British cheese.
Breezy. Paris Hilton enjoying Stilton.
Eating Stilton.
Eating Stilton.
Are you serious? You got that?
Well done, pretty. That's 1-0 to you. You're the best.
I was trying to get a word that was with rhyme with heiress.
Not. No, it's the last word it needs to rhyme with.
Okay.
Can you put that in the bin, that pen?
I'm not touching that pen.
Just come on, Rossi. What are you doing wasting time?
I know.
Number two, a short actor who starred in Matilda and Twins.
Chris.
Don't finish now.
Okay.
Go.
What's the answer?
He just asked who the short actor was.
Yeah. He does not understand this game.
What's the answer?
Danny DeVito's got a low libido.
I'm not sure you can...
What's that mean?
Don't want to say. Can you...
That's not the answer. Shall
okay,
I continue?
Yes, please, to me.
Short actor who starred in Matilda and Twins enjoying a Mexican wrap.
Danny DeVito enjoying a burrito.
Eating a burrito.
Eating a burrito.
Mine was
you
better.
You said enjoying.
Mine was better. I would say that mine was better.
Well done. Moving swiftly on to number three.
I don't want to be swiftly. I want to go slowly.
That's number three. Okay. That's number three. That's number three. Can I have your concentration, please? Can you get off your phone?
Stop.
Not on my phone.
You are, mate. You're always on it. It's ridiculous. No Doubt Singer.
I'm not playing anymore.
Look at him.
I'm not playing.
He's such a...
Eddie,
I
want the footage of this.
I'm just watching
This is the guy. This is the guy that doesn't... He's never on the show. He doesn't know what's going on.
Oh,
he's editing videos throughout the entire show, and he tells me, get off my phone.
Are you talking to me, or are you sending a WhatsApp? Sorry, I can't... You were looking down at your phone, sorry.
Sunday's Best, Surface is there. That's my favourite. I think it's my favourite song right now.
Well, you said that about another one yesterday, and I was like... You said that about a dance
Yeah, we
track.
Play really good music here at Virgin Radio.
But you said this is
they're
my
all
favorite.
They're all my favourites. I just said that's one of my favourites.
Ah, okay. Fair enough.
Virgin Radio. How do you get someone off the show? How do you, like, what do I have to do?
I don't know. We'll just say that you don't.
I'm taking a week off.
Okay.
Not next week, the week after.
Okay.
So wait there, hold on. So this week we're doing a 4-day week. Next week we're doing a 4-day week, and then you're taking
a week off.
Wow.
Yeah, I got holidays. Unlike you.
Yeah, I know. Don't know why. That is.
Because you took all your holidays. He still doesn't understand that he takes so many holidays. Don't you remember and Liz went on a bunch of holidays in 1 year? Don't you remember?
He thinks that
I was told to take them.
Rossi, till this day, it's been 4 or 5 years, okay? Yeah. He's been in this battle.
He's just not all
he
there.
Rossi believes that someone took his holidays away in the system.
No. He's accused HR of taking the holidays. Is that what you're doing?
No, I'm blaming you.
Because how is it his fault?
I was forced to take my holidays. I was forced to take 5 weeks about 2 years ago because we were all taking time off. And I'm still trying to recover the holidays.
But if you didn't have them.
Because
you
went on holidays as you.
We get the same amount.
Yep. Me and you.
Every month, yeah.
I should hope so.
We all get the same amount every month.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, we all get the same amount, mate.
I think me and you need to, go higher on the
I'm
ladder.
Okay on my holiday list.
It's just you were going on a bunch of holidays. You don't remember, right?
No, I remember. You went on a bunch of France. I went to France. It was lovely. I met Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, so you did a couple of these trips, which we didn't go on. We were still here.
Okay, my point being, I need more holidays. It's not fair.
It's totally fair. If
you have used your vacation days, it is fair.
It's not fair.
It's just that you did not plan your vacation days.
Do you think
usage.
We need more holidays? I do.
I have enough to go on vacation.
You're happy with your holidays?
Yeah. I have enough.
Yeah, I've got actually too much. I want less holidays.
No, I'm
like swimming in my holidays. I don't even
just
know what to do.
Be quiet.
I'm taking this week off now just because I need to get get rid of days.
Why?
I'm like giving
do
them
you know
away.
Why that is?
You get a holiday day.
Do you know what?
You got a.
Do you know why
Eddie,
that is?
Eddie, do you need a couple of days off? I'll give you a couple of my days off because I got so many of them.
Gladly take them.
Nala, would you like to?
Yeah, why not?
Pretty, I'm going to give you one as well.
Oh, thanks.
Yes.
Everyone, you get holiday, you get holiday, you
so
get holiday.
So should we all take off the leave Rossi?
Can we
does the show for the week?
Just be quiet. Listen.
No, the best idea.
You have got so many
Lady Gaga now. Hi, Samira.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very good. I'm laughing at you guys. Oh my god, poor Pretty has to deal with both of you every morning.
Yeah, I do. Thanks, Samira. Thanks.
She's
for
very lucky. She's a lucky lady. There'd be ladies waiting to work with us.
I think you guys need to go back into the Mall of Emirates house.
No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You guys were not arguing for such a long time, and now you started arguing every day.
Samira.
So you're saying that we should go back to the Mall of Emirates house where we live together for a week.
You guys appreciated your. I feel like you guys appreciated each other much more.
No, we
were forced to. That's why.
No, Samira.
We couldn't be anything else. We had to be like that.
If you thought this was just the fight, the thing was you didn't know what happened inside the glass house once the mics turned off. It continued, Samira.
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures of us right now in the glass house on my phone, and I look at, even though I love the experience. Could I do it again? I don't think so. I mean, I could do it there with Pretty, but having Rossi in the house.
Whatever. Do you know what? I think I've got special powers because.
Then we need.
I stayed in that house. Excuse me, darling. 1 minute, please.
Don't call her darling like that. It's very condescending to a person.
I'm just saying, Samira, sorry.
Yeah, jeez.
I couldn't see any of my glasses, Samira.
He doesn't wear glasses, Samira. He's lying.
I just call you Ellen.
Stop.
Go ahead, Rossi. Continue.
Sorry, Samira. Continue on. It's all right.
Now I know how Chris feels. Okay.
Thank you, Samira. Have a great day. Hey, listen, I'd go back into the house. I would go back in the Mall of Emirates and do that one more time. I could do it.
You could do it?
Yeah.
All right. Have a lovely day, guys. Thanks.
Goodbye, Samira's
Samira,
out.
Help me.
Samira's
Samira,
out.
Don't go, Samira.
You're a legend, Samira. Thank you. Alrighty.
How is it only 6:49, guys?
Don't
know. Bye, Samira.
Samira's gone, Ross. Gone. We'll leave it there. Would you guys live in the house again?
I think maybe we've learned from the last time that we did it. We'd be better at it the second time around. We'd be able to cope better.
So if you don't know, we lived in the Mall of Emirates in a glass house in the center of the mall for a week. We didn't leave. More than 10,500 people came up and said hello to us, which was fantastic. We were like animals in a cage. It felt weird.
Basically. I feel like we should have a change of scenery and maybe do another mall.
Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show.
Do you want to, get on a plane and go live on an island somewhere?
Yeah.
This is a pretty cool thing that we were just reading here. We thought we'd bring it onto the show because, I mean, it's not really, I don't think anyone's going to do it here, but.
Yeah, I don't think about here because I think we have the luxury of good beaches and that kind of island feel.
We got what we need here, right? That's what I want to say. But tell us what's going on, Prue.
Okay, so Barbados is starting something new called the Barbados Welcome Stamp. If you're bored of working from home, you can be part of this new scheme that was launched by the government there, which is taking applications for work visas for a year. So if you, let's say like Google, for example, has announced that they're going to be letting their employees work from home until next summer. They have the opportunity to do that. So if you don't want to work from your home, you can move to Barbados for a year and work from home from there. Who can go? So the visa is open to applicants worldwide. So anywhere around the world, you can go and do this, but you got to pay for it. So it's $2,000 if you're one individual, but if you're moving as a family, it'll cost you $3,000 total.
Okay.
To qualify, though, this is where it gets a bit tricky. Your earnings must be $50,000 a year.
Chris is okay, then.
So you have to make that much a year in order to qualify
for
it.
You're okay as well, mate.
You've got to have health insurance as well. And, of course, they'll do their proper vetting as far as national security is concerned. But if you pass all those things and you pass the financial things and you pay up and they approve you within the week, you can move to Barbados.
That is amazing. I mean, it does make sense. If your workers told you, hey, guys, for the next 6 months, you're not coming into the office.
Yeah.
We just need you to work from home.
Yeah.
You could just go to Barbados. What a beautiful place to live.
Yeah.
And just work from home and then go to the beach and just get a tan.
Exactly.
And this is, I've just got into local Barbados music. Just imagine, you know, you've just finished your 11th Zoom meeting of the day. And then you're like, kids, open the door, we're going to the beach. And then you open the beach, the door, and then you are just on the ocean right now. Wouldn't it be beautiful?
They say a lot of people from the UK have applied already for this.
I don't want to go then.
Canada and the US.
I'm not going. If you guys are there, Ross, I'm not going.
Whatever.
You know, I'm not going to go there. Hello, mate. You watching football this weekend? But I'm out. The Chris Fade Show live. Tell everyone what's going on.
No.
Just do it.
Rossi has a meal plan that's sent to him every single day.
Mealplans.ae. What up?
Okay, there's his plug because he's getting it for free.
You mentioned it, not me.
He didn't say the name of it.
He said meal plan.
But that's what it's called.
I just finished it off with .ae.
Anyway, because of the COVID, they're not allowing delivery people to come into our office.
Yeah.
So every day, his meal gets just left outside, on the ground, outside, right?
In the sun.
In the sun. And so he's been on the phone every day arguing with the security guards downstairs. This is how he started the conversation. Hello, this is Big Rossi from Virgin Radio. We're a huge radio show. I'm doing a radio show right now. And
I forgot the 2.4 million listeners.
Yeah, just randomly spat out like we have like 2.9 or something million listeners, which is, that's exaggerated. We have a lot, but not that much.
2.7.
And I can't leave the studio to go get my meal, and I'd like the delivery driver to be let inside the building.
How are you?
Yeah. So what was the result of that?
No, still downstairs outside on the floor.
You go get it now.
Go.
No, I can't miss Pretty's gossip. This is the best part of the show.
You don't listen to it anyway.
I do.
Get it now whilst Pretty and I can do the gossip. Go get your meal because it could get salmonella in there.
Don't you worry. I'll go in a minute when the song's on. I want to listen to the gossip. Stop trying to get rid of me. I need to hear about Kanye West.
I've never heard you so concerned about it.
I know. It's Virgin Radio. Good morning. I just want you to eat, mate. You deserve to eat your.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's a weird show today.
All the latest gossip.
It's Pretty Malik's gossip.
Well, tell us about Kanye West, Pretty.
Okay, so Kim Kardashian has finally joined Kanye West on his Wyoming ranch. We got some pictures, and it basically shows Kim crying. Oh. And Kanye looks like he's trying to explain something. They look like they're arguing.
I hate that we have pictures.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, have they done it outside on purpose?
They were in a car outside of the ranch.
Well, do it in the house.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, it's just sad. Like,
that's sad.
He's gone through all this anxiety. He's had a breakdown. He's got bipolar and... I don't know, like, I don't want to see that photo. I don't want to see it.
So, Kanye did mention divorce in a series of tweets. He was not letting Kim come to the ranch. He was not picking up the phone, apparently, like, not communicating with her. And then he later issued an apology to Kim, saying, I should not have kind of aired our laundry in public, so to say. So, we're going to just keep a watch on this. Chris, you predicted it. You said that they're not going to stay together for very long, so I don't know what's going to go on here.
Yeah, I mean, it's just hard. She's trying, but I think she's loyal, Kim. I do believe she's loyal to Kanye, and I think she really wants to make it work, but there will be a point where they'll need to separate and just have their own time and just see if he can sort himself out.
And for anyone saying this is all for the cameras, no filming is happening of Kanye or any of the situation at all. They're not letting any cameras near this situation at all.
Yeah, fair enough, so which is good. Yeah, I don't want to see it. I do not want to. This is too personal. This is too real.
That's what she said.
To have their own time, right?
You can't mess around with that.
I have an update on the Butchans for you and their battle with COVID-19. It was revealed a few weeks ago that Amitabh Bachchan, one of the biggest stars in Bollywood, if not the biggest, and his son Abhishek Bachchan, both contracted COVID-19. So did Aishwarya Rai and their daughter. Well, the update is that Aishwarya and the daughter have tested negative. They've been discharged from the hospital, which is good news. But Amitabh Bachchan and Abhishek Bachchan will continue to remain in the hospital under the care of medical staff.
So they still have it.
They're still going through it. They seem to be okay. They both are continuously posting on social media, keeping in touch, so hopefully they will get better and be released soon as well. And finally, Megan Thee Stallion. So, if you didn't know, on July 12th, there was a party in the Hollywood Hills in California. Shots were fired by Tory Lanez, the rapper. Police were called. They discovered a bloody Megan Thee Stallion in a car, and she was shot in the foot. This is crazy. Now, the rumor is that Tory Lanez is the one that fired the shots that got to her foot. We still don't have clarity on that situation. No. We do know that Megan has unfollowed Tori on Instagram and on all social media.
You shot me in the foot.
Just, so I'm going to unfollow you. Get rid. Just don't hang out with those people.
Why are you going to a house party in LA with a gun, Tory Lanez? Like, really?
And now Megan has gone onto Instagram Live to kind of talk about the incident.
I was shot in both of my feet, and I had to get surgery, get the bullets taken out, and it was super scary. Oh Lord, I didn't think I was gonna cry. There's nothing to joke about. I didn't put my hands on nobody. I didn't deserve to get shot. I didn't do shit. Like, and thank God that the bullets didn't touch bones. They didn't break tendons.
Wow, lucky, yeah.
If both it didn't hit. Feet.
Like, how can you not touch bones? On feet?
Maybe it was the bottom.
Because the feet's got those, you know, you got your bones that go like that. It would have gone straight through it. And they didn't get the tendon. Very, very lucky.
Just the skin.
But, I mean, yeah, do we know where Tory Lanez was? Was he sitting in the vehicle with her?
No, so video footage of it shows someone firing shots, which is Tory Lanez, outside of the SUV, like into the air.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing we know is that the police caught up with them, and Megan had and she was walking barefoot at the time into the SUV. So maybe while he was just firing, it grazed her.
She's lucky. It just got her feet, didn't get her body.
Yeah.
I mean, we could be doing a complete different story that Megan Thee Stallion, like, died.
Yeah, 100%. You know what I mean? Yeah,
like, that's crazy stuff.
And a lot of people have been making jokes on Twitter, including Chrissy Teigen, who apologized about it.
Please.
You know, she's saying it was really scary.
Of course,
like, it was really, really scary.
Getting shot would be the horrible, one of the scariest things you would go through. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
You need a meal plan now?
No, you got, go. I was just thinking of Megan Thee Stallion jokes, but I can't.
It's too early. Go and get your food. You got 2:50. Let's see if you get back in time. Rossi's off to get his meal plan. Go. Regard Ray right now. This is Secrets. You're on Virgin Radio 729. I haven't started the song yet. Go. He's gone. Okay. Rossi's left. Fantastic. Just want to play that.
Horrible.
Morning, everyone. I'm saying everyone, like Pretty, Eddie, Nala, that's everyone.
Yeah.
I only usually play this music when he's disappeared, but it seems appropriate. We're talking aliens. So the US government, all right, possesses off-world vehicles not made on this earth, supposedly.
Oh my gosh.
The Pentagon's secretive UFO unit is going to make some findings public. The New York Times reported. An astrophysicist who consulted on the UFO program confirms the government possesses materials off-world vehicles not made on this earth.
Wow.
They're saying that they have vehicles and parts that were never made on this earth. They have them. Astrophysicist Eric W. Davis, who has been a subcontractor and consultant for the Pentagon, told the Times he briefed the Defense Department in March about the off-world vehicles not made on this earth.
That is crazy.
What are you laughing at?
Afrophysicist.
You said afrophysicist, not astro.
Afrophysicist.
No, we've all lost it.
Oh dear, sorry.
You said it so seriously too. I was really trying to control myself. So Chris was supposed to say astrophysicist Eric W. Davis.
It's hard to say.
And in the most serious tone, Chris goes afrophysicist.
I got a problem with my S's. I say F.
Well, see, you kept on going. Professional. Kept on going.
Get going with it. I know. I'm thinking to myself, why is this guy laughing? Is he made up this story that I'm just reading?
Sorry.
Astrophysicist.
Oh, dear.
It's not easy. Anyway, this guy, Eric, he said he examined one of the materials and concluded, we never made this. There's no chance we could make this.
That's crazy, isn't it?
News comes on the heels of the Navy's official release of three notorious UFO videos. I don't know if you've seen it. I've seen them.
Yeah, I think he was the drummer, was he, or the bass player from Blink-182, Tom DeLonge. He released the videos, and the Pentagon came back to say that these are, in fact, real UFO videos.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty crazy, huh? Do you believe in aliens? Do we believe in UFOs and all that? What are your thoughts on this?
I don't think I believe in it.
Okay. So you think we're the only ones in this universe, this galaxy, whatever?
Yeah, I just think, I don't know. I haven't seen anything. I know those videos are there, but I just feel like I haven't seen. I just want to see like an alien, like an actual, like these flying objects and things could be secret projects that governments around the world are working on and they don't want to reveal what it is.
Okay.
And stuff. But until I see like an alien dude.
Well, you've seen an alien dude. Ooh. Roswell. That's what the alien. There's a video of the alien, Roswell alien.
Nah, that's not real, dude.
It's not real. It's from like the
Roswell
50s
was
or 60s.
Roswell was a TV show, right?
Are you talking about Area 51 where they have the actual alien on
there's
the...
There's a video of an alien.
So, Rossi, bring up that video. And you concluded that you believe in aliens, obviously.
There is a man, an astrophysicist. Okay?
Afrophysicist.
Who was a consultant for the Pentagon. It says here, he has said about... They've got off-world vehicles not made up.
Do you believe in aliens?
Why would he say that?
Yes or no, Ross?
Do you believe in aliens?
I didn't, but now I do.
Okay. Eddie, yes or no? Do you believe in aliens?
Nope. I don't. No. Like, how come all the UFOs are only discovered in America? Like, why not Africa? They're not, like, seen in Africa or anything like that. So, I don't think so. I don't believe them.
Okay.
Nala?
I don't. I you believe, don't. Like, maybe there's, like animal creatures, but that's it.
What do you mean?
Animals that haven't been discovered yet, but that's
okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. And they think it's like something
under
weird.
The sea. Chris, under the sea.
Chris.
Yeah, I think there is.
You think there are aliens?
Yeah, I like a good conspiracy, and I just feel like this is one that I want to go with.
You think there's life on another planet?
Yeah, definitely, man. We can't, like, we're going to Mars right now, the UAE, right?
Yeah.
It's taking us 7 months to get there. Could you imagine if we had the ability to go, like, somewhere 5 years away?
No, forget the ability.
No, but I'm saying we don't know how, like, we're a little dot.
Yeah, of course.
Earth is a little dot.
So you think there could be a possibility of like an Earth-like thing somewhere else?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something definitely. There's people living. There's someone on the radio going, hello, mom, hello, that's totally me.
Paranormal. I hope not.
Very good-looking guy.
Talking about astrophysicists.
And they're like, they're doing the same thing. They're like, do you think there's aliens?
And they're talking about us.
But the guy said astrophysicist. He never said afro. He's better than me, the other guy. Mm. Okay, Sanji. Sanji, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Sanji, do you believe in aliens?
Definitely. Because the universe is such huge and massive.
Mm.
We are yet to even explore the Earth properly. Like, we don't have even proper equipment or technology is not as advanced.
Oh, I got Google Maps.
Yes.
What do you mean we haven't explored the Earth properly? Like we haven't been to the bottom of the sea and that type of
thing? Yes, actually, the ocean is so vast, we are yet to explore like the entirety of the whole ocean.
That's true. Like most of the Earth, we haven't even looked at under the ocean. Like we can't, because we can't get to it. Yeah, it's just too hard to get to. Mm. Yeah, interesting. Muhammad, yay or nay for aliens?
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Priti. Good morning, Rusty.
Hello there.
Firstly, thank you so much for entertaining us. You guys are doing an excellent job.
Thank you. Thank you, Muhammad. Appreciate you, mate. Really do. Do you believe in aliens?
Aliens exist. No, not really. I don't believe aliens exist. Because if aliens exist, there should have been a regular communication. Otherwise, you know, not in a once in a blue moon.
Okay. All right. Interesting. 0487155444. Oh, Dr. Chris. Now, when there's a doctor on, this is important. Hi, doctor. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. We're doing all right. Yay or nay for aliens?
Oh, without a doubt, yes. I mean, come on. First of all, I disagree with the young gentleman who said how come they're not sighted in Africa? There have been reports from every single continent in the world, including Antarctica and North Pole.
Yep.
There is 500 billion stars in our galaxy alone. Okay? And if this is a universe of infinite possibilities, it makes absolutely no sense that there's not some form of life. It may not be a guy coming up and shaking your hand
with
Chris Fade every day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He may be so alien, he listens to another radio.
Imagine that, doctor. Really awesome. Imagine
but the
that.
A lot of people believe about panspermia and the fact that we can be seeded from other planets. They have found bacteria that they know came from Mars. That is life, by the way. And if you really want to get technical, that's an alien, okay? It's an alien life.
I got you,
They have found that. And if they have found that in a universe of infinite possibilities, it makes absolutely no sense to deny that.
Mm.
And I just think that, the odds are there's got to be life out there. And I don't have any idea why they're not interested in us. They might be.
Got the coronavirus.
That's right. Stephen Hawking said, watch out. Don't go trying to contact these guys. They may not be the warm people that we think they are. This is a great planet. I think we need to keep it to ourselves and go looking. But without a doubt, there's alien life.
There it is, Doctor.
Trust me, I'm a doctor. He's got a great voice. I could imagine him doing that line, one giant step for mankind. Don't you think? He's got a great voice.
What are you talking about?
That line where he goes, this is one giant step.
When he landed on the moon.
Yeah. It's quite a famous line.
Yeah.
Millions of people watched it from around the world. I think he could have really replicated that in such a great way.
All right. There you go, Doc. Rossi thought that.
Hey. One giant radio station for mankind. One giant virgin for all of men.
Yeah! Oh, no! You messed it up.
Masood, yay or nay in aliens?
Yes, definitely.
There we go.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, man. Good. Why are you convinced?
Well, I would say that it's a very narrow way of thinking to just consider that we are the only ones here.
Mm.
And as someone said already, that we are just a dot in the universe, so the possibilities are all open.
Okay.
What is this? What is happening?
Yeah.
Star Wars music. Yeah. Nah, here, Masood. I gotta believe. I think it's just naive to think that there's nothing else. I think.
So do you guys think? I just want to get this clear. So do you think there's like a whole functioning society somewhere?
I don't know.
Or do you think more it's like a creature, or as Dr. Chris was saying, some sort of like, I don't know, cells or something like that. Like, at what level do you think it's existing?
I don't know. I don't know that much. I don't know. But I just think that there's got to be something. So yeah,
there's something.
If there's another planet that has live living organisms, like, bacteria that's sitting there,
Okay.
I think there's another planet that's similar to us, though, isn't there? The discovered one or something that's like near to the sun or something. Yeah, I'm sure.
Jersey John, on that amazing note from Rossi, what would you like to say, Jersey John?
Well, I was not a real believer in aliens, and I started putting things together today. you know, think about Rossi's games that he likes to play on the air, that disaster games that he plays that aren't good. Think about the way his ideas. I believe that we're living among an alien in Rossi, and not only that, Rossi, I want to tell you, we welcome you in peace. Brother, are
you You know, you're pressing all these buttons, Rossi. It's really annoying.
What's up?
It's not funny because no one knows what you're doing.
What are you on about?
Okay. I'm just saying, like, it's absolutely... it's not even funny.
Why?
The bit's already out there, so it's already off the show.
I was enjoying
it. It's always
that.
Day one with Rossi. There you go.
It.
There's
one of my favorite songs.
We were enjoying it, yes. Hollywood. Pretty Malick's gossip. Good morning at 8:39. Tell me, what is going on gossip-wise? Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson are now not American?
Well, they're American and Greek now.
What? I knew it.
They are officially Greek citizens. The Prime Minister of Greece confirmed the news in an Instagram post. Now, the two did jet off to Greece earlier this month in celebration of Tom's 64th birthday. They go there very, very often. Rita is of Greek ancestry on her side. At the end of last year, Tom became eligible to claim Greek citizenship because the former president of Greece signed an honorary naturalization order because they were raising awareness of the impact of deadly wildfires near Athens 2 years ago. And they did a great job. They film a lot of movies there. They were the guys behind, you know, Tom and Rita Wilson did My Big Fat Greek Wedding. They produced that.
Did they really?
Yes. Yeah, so,
what, back in the first one that came out?
So, like, they're really, like, connected to Greece, and they vacation there a lot. So now they're dual citizens. They're American and they are Greek.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff. They can, my kids are half Greek. Yasu. Evharisto.
Wow.
Yeah.
What else you got for us?
So Post Malone wants to turn one of his favorite games into a big business. He wants to lock in the rights to World Pong League. You know, the beverage pong game.
Where they play the pong game where they're all having a drink and you've got to throw the table tennis balls into the cups.
Exactly. So they've gone and filed a trademark for that name. So they're going to have tournaments, competitions, events, exhibitions, and of course, merch to go along with it as well.
I'm surprised that hasn't already been done.
Yeah. So he wants to turn into a huge thing. If recently he won $50,000. And then also have to get a tattoo.
I never really played the game before, but
very American.
You're supposed to throw the ball into the cup. Now, if you don't, if you get it in,
the
other person has to have a drink of
finishes it.
Finishing every cup has a little bit of drink in it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So by the end of it, you could have had a lot of drinking.
Yeah. So the aim of the game is to remove the cups. So every time you get the ball in the cup, you remove the cup.
I get you. There we go. And finally,
Shawn Mendes has gotten a tattoo in honor of a very special woman in his life, and it is not Camila Cabello. It is not his mother. It is his 16-year-old sister, Aaliyah. He got her name on his collarbone, and it's his second tattoo dedicated solely to his sister. He has the letter A behind his ear as well. He's got a lot of family tattoos, actually. Cute. He has a guitar that has the sound wave of his sister and parents saying, I love you.
Aww.
He has, like, so many different tattoos of his family.
But nothing of Camila Cabello yet.
No, I think he's a smart man on that one.
Yeah, he's waiting out for that.
Yeah.
There we are. Thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
He wants more airtime, so here he is.
It's What's Rossi Reading?
Yeah, I'm here, baby.
You don't want to miss
listening pleasure.
Yes, he's back. What's Rossi Reading? What have you got for us?
Is this the greatest act of revenge of all time? I'm not sure that this lady deserves this, but a boyfriend who was broken up with because his girlfriend believed that he was messaging other women on the side.
Mm-hmm.
He decided to take revenge.
Yeah.
And then he went around the town and put up posters that said, you can win 262 dirhams if you call this number and give us the best impression of Chewbacca from Star Wars. Whose number did he put on the poster? His ex-girlfriend's.
Oh, that's horrible.
So his ex-girlfriend has just been receiving calls from everyone that lives in the same town in Australia.
Yeah.
And they're just calling her up at random hours, giving her Chewbacca noises. Take a listen.
This would be the most childish breakup I've ever had. Like, all he had to do was be mature and go, I don't love you anymore, I want to move on. Well, I'm getting phone calls at really strange hours of the night, about 1 o'clock till 4 o'clock.
I won $500.
Just I mean, revenge is not good. I'm not condoning revenge, but man, is that funny.
Yeah. It is a like creative idea, isn't it?
Right?
But apparently the boyfriend's now regretted it, and he called her up and said, I want Chewbacca.
I want Chewbacca. Get it?
Yep.
Any other jokes?
Give
me one more. Come on, mate.
Oh.
Come on.
He's admitted that it was a bit of a Wookiee mistake.
That's good too.
You're really starting to lose the wars. Star Wars, no?
No.
Leave it to Rossi.
Yeah, leave it to Rossi.
Cool. Leave the jokes to me, mate.
All right, mate. There it is. Good to have him back.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.